Raining and Light, Medicine. Medicine, to feel better, to restore, to change, to alter, to treat, and to prevent. When we consider medicine as a substance, we can almost conclude that there is an over-the-counter prescription substance for just about everything, and mostly not without side effects. Side effects are those reactions that we hope to not experience, even when they're mild. Medicine is sometimes a necessary choice, and without an alternative that promises a longer or a better quality of life. For this, we are thankful for modern-day advancements in the study of medicine. All medicines are not equal. What worked for one may not work for the other. With medicine, the right dose is to be considered as well as the right time to be taken. The right medicine can be the cure. While we will not discredit the need for medications, we will give special attention to, of course, the natural medicines and the ones that are within us. And the ones that are all around us. Breathing is medicine, and it starts and is found within ourselves. And it is strengthened, more potent, as it moves through us and onto the outside of us, and then back in. Inhaling and exhaling natural elements are also a cure. Deep breaths in. Slow breaths out. We are breathing in inner peace, and we are breathing out peace for our world. Peace, of course, is a cure and one that benefits all. Each time we breathe intentionally and with the focus of sitting in the present, we are creating peace. And because we're choosing to make and take a moment to balance and to restore. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Breathing begins with our lungs, but the whole of us benefits. Taking a moment to breathe is meant for us to find our own style of breathing. And once we find it, we can sit in one space quietly, breathing in and out until our mind, body, and spirit are all calm. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Sharing our feelings with others is medicine. Of course, when we are sharing with the right person. Sharing our feelings reminds us and them that we are human. It allows for validation, for bonding with another human, and for building trust with someone that we can hopefully count on. Sharing our feelings is a preventative measure for isolation. As we bond with others, we want to be sure that we are cautious to not allow them to become our medicine. The same is true for us not to become theirs. Consider the becoming of someone's medicine or allowing someone to become our medicine as something in the realm of being codependent. We might want to avoid this sort of situation. Instead, consider friendships or partnerships of mutual exchanges. Consider the benefits of uplifting here, of us and of them, and through the exchange. Medicine can heal, and medicine is all around us and again within us. While seeing a doctor regularly for checkups is encouraged and being treated and under the care of a doctor is sometimes necessary, it is also necessary to discuss and possibly take advantage of the gifts that are all throughout our world. These gifts come with side effects also. Joy. Gifts from the sun. Be sure not to forget sunscreen, hats, and shades. The sun is billions of years old and is older than our Earth and way older than humans. Not only does the sun provide us with light and heat, it also provides us with vitamin D. The vitamin D is essential for our cells and our bones. The sun, with healthy doses of it, our mood is improved, which leads to a better day, a better night, and better rest. We probably shouldn't mention the medicine of the sun without mentioning the medicine of the moon. Because of our moon, our seasons change. We experience the effects of highs and low tides. Thanks to the moon, we are all here. Reproduction is influenced by the moon, moving from beyond the sky into the clouds, and their production of rain, medicine, and for the whole earth. Rain cleans the earth and our air. All are dependent upon rain for fresh water. It pours into our rivers, our lakes, our ponds, and our streams. If we stay on the topic of water as a healing source, we can think about the power of the ocean. Not only does the magnesium of the salt help to regulate our nerves and muscles, but the sounds of the waves helps to restore our balance. The seas and the oceans are our natural spas. Being near them and even without going in them rejuvenates our mind, body, and spirit. The ocean is complete medicine for our soul. Being down and in or by the ocean never felt so good. After being down, we naturally go up and all the way to the top of the mountains. Medicine, and from the climb, from the earth beneath our feet, the mental, the physical, the spiritual aspects of the climb, the altitude that somehow refreshes us and while nearly taking our breath away, and of course, that amazing view from the top. Nature is not found in a bottle. It is not prescribed and it is not over the counter. The medicine of nature is beyond our doorstep, our windowsills, and outside of our walls. Stepping outside of our walls, the ones we may have put up and the ones that were already in place, leads us to an abundance of healing. Through these natural elements, our pain subsides, our worries go away, anxiety is lessened, and symptoms of depression are improved. If we combine nature with our own natural ability to heal ourselves, we become our own medicine. We become self-reliant. The idea here is the same as growing into self-love and self-trust. If we can find it, hold it, and use it, and then share it, not only must we heal ourselves with love and trust, we must heal through acceptance. We must heal through patience and forgiveness. We must heal through sacrifice. Self-healing begins with the breath, calming of our mind, the calming of our body, and the closeness of our spirit. All of this can be ours through meditation. It can be ours through prayer and just sitting with ourselves. Through the practice of this, our body and mind will respond differently to stress and differently to strain. Self-healing must be activated, and maybe by a change in our routine and creating one, if we haven't already, that includes exercise of the body, mind, and spirit. After all exercise, we must rest the mind, the body, and the spirit. This is when the healing unfolds and we become renewed. Be reminded that the body exercises through physical movement. The mind exercises through reading, talking, and writing. And the spirit exercises through prayer, meditation, solitude, and empowering others and ourselves, of course. While the brain and heart doesn't automatically regenerate, our thoughts can be reframed. And something like regenerated and a broken heart can be repaired. When we lead with peace, if we're having trouble taking medicine, be reminded that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So increase our doses of kindness to ourselves and others. That's the sweet part of life. Increase the lumens inside with raining and light.